Right now, it is time to bring in Mike Causey. It is time to get our weekend picks at the track, if the tracks have anything decent going on. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
All right, what do the tracks look like this weekend?
That's the question. You got the Florida Derby at Florida, of course, and you have the Arkansas Derby in Arkansas. Florida's going to be wet, so I don't know what's going to happen down there. Three horses in a Florida Derby, which goes off tomorrow night about 20-7, a mile and an eighth on the main track. Three horses that are probably likely going to be the three betting favorites, the two Classic Causeway, the three Simplification, and the seven White Abario, all have the same kind of running style. They're all three training pretty good. They're all kind of front runners in this race. By the time this race goes off, you'll know if the race is favoring speed or not. If the horses are for speed favoring yet tomorrow on the track, out of the three, my top pick is going to be the two-horse Classic Causeway, the horse that won the Tampa Bay Derby. This horse, like I said, does go to the front. Sat off in the Kentucky Jockey Club back in November, just a little bit off the pace, but put in a late run there to get second Rosario up. So of the three, the distance, maybe not being right on top, the wet track, the two Classic Causeway will be my pick out of those three. But there's one horse that intrigues me, a lightly raced horse, only has three lifetime races. Horse ran third in the Fountain Youth that was marred by that spill off the turn when a couple of horses clipped heels. This horse ran third at 87-1 in the Florida Derby. In my opinion, if the track comes up wet, this horse is the best bred horse for a wet track. Gustavo Delgado's having a decent meet down there. He only ran 50 horses at the meet, but he won eight times. That comes out to 16%. And Jose Rosario is leaving Arkansas to come to ride this horse in Florida. The Arkansas Derby's tomorrow, as I said, and Rosario rides in Arkansas. For him to leave Arkansas on their biggest day of the year to come to ride this horse in Florida got my attention. So this horse is 20-1. I'm definitely going to put some money on this horse, O Captain, the 9 horse, and using my exactas with the 3, the 7, and the 2. So O Captain's going to be my top pick, and stuff's falling off the table here. With the 2-horse Classic Causeway being my second pick, and the 3 and 7, Simplification and White Abario, those horses, that they can make up the rest of the mix for me here. Going out to Arkansas tomorrow, this race is later on their card. They're expecting decent weather for tomorrow, so we'll see how the track plays throughout the day. I'm looking at three horses in this race as well. The Arkansas Derby tomorrow is the 12th race on their card, and that goes off at 6:35 Central Time, which will be 7:35 our time. So post time for these races tomorrow, real late. Couple of horses, like I said, the 9 horse, We the People. This horse is lightly raced, hasn't run in a stakes race yet. 2-for-2 lifetime, both 1 by 5, both going 2 turns, both at Oaklawn Park. Training well for this race. Pratt leaves California to come in and ride this horse. We the People is going to get a big plus for me in this race. The 6-horse Secret Oath is the morning line favorite with Wayne Lucas. This horse won by 8, 7, and 7 lengths respectively the last 3 times out, won the Grade 3 Honeybee. I'm not sold on this horse. I don't care how much this horse won by. This horse is going to have to beat some good horses for me to get on a bandwagon. Won at 30 cents on the dollar in the Grade 3 Honeybee last time out. This is a filly running against boys. I'm not sold on the 6 Secret Oath. The 3 Barber Road, trained by John Ortiz. This horse ran 2nd in the Rebel last time. Didn't get the best of rides, in my opinion. This horse has late foot. The longer they go, I think the better they'll go. So I'm going to use Barber Road underneath 2nd. And the first horse I spoke about, We the People, is going to be my top pick in the Arkansas Derby. So the 9, We the People, followed by the 3 Barber Road. And the likely favorite, everybody's going to bet the filly, I don't think the filly's going to win, is going to be the 6, Secret Oath. So a wet track expected in Florida, a fast track expected in Arkansas. A couple late-day races on the road to the Derby tomorrow.
Speaking about the Derby, what's the situation with Baffert now? Is he still suspended, or is he appealing? Is that in the process of appeal?
I have no idea. Yeah. It changes all the time.
I know.
There's no evidence against him, so they just make stuff up. They've been saying for 5 years he's been doping horses, and they really have no hard evidence about it. He went to Dubai. He won the big $20 million race in Dubai a week or two ago. All the guy does is win all the time, and people don't like winners. So they try to find things against winners that are may not be true. I don't know what the heck Kentucky is doing about it. I don't think Kentucky knows what they're doing about it. And in my opinion, I hope Baffert sues them for all they can lose.
All right. Mike, we'll check with you next week.
You got it, guys. Have a good weekend.
Take care. That is Mike Causey with our details of what's up at the track this weekend. Now checking sports of other sorts that went on. And, you know, I knew this was going to happen. Bruce Arians dismisses Tom Brady brief, saying it couldn't be further from the truth. Once Brady decided to come back, Aaron said his decision to step down was really a very simple decision. And he went on to say, we have a great relationship. I mean, all of the players, there are a few of them here, every one of them's gotten cussed out, including him. So that's just part of me, you know. That's nothing new, but we have a great relationship. As soon as he retired, I think we texted every week, where are you at? What are you doing? When are you going to come play golf? What are you going back down this way? And so people have to write this blank, and it couldn't be farther from the truth. And I was waiting for this to happen because the media has to do things like this, and they have to create things like that. But I don't believe it at all. I'm a little amazed they replaced Arians with Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles is he's a very good defensive coordinator, but he has shown absolutely nothing when it comes to being a head coach. Maybe this is the time. I mean, Bill Belichick didn't have a first couple of good seasons when he was a head coach. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens with that. But anyway, so that's a little bit of the football news. How about this in spring training? The Cardinals had 29 runs in a spring training game. 29 runs. It's a good thing those ERAs get wiped out when it comes to the regular season. All right, let's take a look and see what happened in the NBA last night. The Bucks beat the Nets 120-119. Now, coming up today in the NBA, the Celtics take on the Pacers at 7:30. And coming up tomorrow, the Knicks take on the Cavaliers at 1 o'clock. The Nets take on the Hawks tomorrow at 7:30. Let's move over to the National Hockey League. The Bruins over the Devils 8-1 yesterday in local action. And taking a look at the games today, the Islanders and Rangers renewed their rivalry at 7 o'clock, and that is coming up today. Taking a look at some games tomorrow, if any local teams are in action tomorrow, the Bruins take on the Blue Jackets, that at 7 p.m. So that is a look at sports. That is a look at NBA. That is a look at the National Hockey League here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.